Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it was a disappointing day for the Eagles offense in their 17-10 loss to the Patriots at the Link. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, still called a very good game, even though the Eagles didn't win. He's here right now to break it down. Merrill, good morning. What was your main observation leaving the stadium yesterday?
Oh, it was a winnable game. You talk about facing the mighty New England Patriots, a team that came in with an 8-1 record, but they weren't that good. The Eagles took a 10-0 lead, and that was the end of the offense. The offense did nothing throughout from the beginning of the second quarter through the end of the game. The offense couldn't put one point on the board. The defense played well. There were about five straight series in the second half in which the Patriots had to punt. Eagles defense did everything that it could. They had a couple of opportunities for interceptions they didn't come up with, but this was surely on the offense.
Now, Merrill, here's the thing about it. Like, I don't understand why the Eagles have such a lack of playmakers this season. It feels like 2016 all over again, Carson Wentz's rookie season, where he had a lack of playmakers. It's why they went out and got Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith for that Super Bowl year. I understand that guys are hurt. I know Jordan Howard was hurt yesterday. I know Alshon Jeffrey didn't play. I know Lane Johnson left in the game with a head injury, but at the same time, Nelson Agholor is an experienced player. I know Jordan Matthews hasn't played in a while, but still, he's a veteran. And, you know, you got two good tight ends. I just don't understand how the Eagles can just be that inept offensively.
Well, they were. They were inept offensively yesterday. Agholor made one great catch where he leaped and went high over the middle and made a great catch there and made a couple of other good catches, but it wasn't enough. And then that last pass at the very end of the game, it was a difficult catch. It wasn't a routine catch. He was twisting around, but the great receivers come down with that one. We've seen DeSean Jackson do that in many cases where they track the ball. Agholor had his hands on the ball, and I think he's the first to admit that he should have made that catch, and then the Eagles were one point away from tying the game.
Merrill, why did the Eagles abandon the run? They did so well in the first half, and then all of a sudden they didn't do it as much. And it's not like they were out of the game. They were only down 7 points.
Well, that's a question for Doug Peterson. He would probably give you an indication that it had more to do with what the defense was doing, and you take what the defense gives you, and in many cases it was an open opportunity to connect through the air. But that was something the Eagles never got going. There were a lot of passes to the tight ends, but once again, there was one point where late in the game, and I looked and there were three catches by wide receivers. And this is a trend this season. The Eagles are just not getting impact plays from the wide receivers.
Well, Merrill, there are still obviously a lot of important games to play, six games. Last night, you said it last night on the broadcast, the Seahawks might even be a tougher matchup than the Patriots were. Russell Wilson gives everybody fits. So, I mean, what can they do before next week to fix their offensive woes?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see who they get back. Lane Johnson is a very, very important player. When he went out, you could see the difference. Without Lane Johnson, you take an offensive line and one missing link can make an enormous difference. And I could see them coming in. I think Vitae probably did the best he could do, but it wasn't good enough. But hopefully you get Lane Johnson back. It would be helpful if Jordan Howard, who has been a terrific player for this team all season, if he comes back. He's the Thunder and the Thunder and Lightning combination. We didn't see Ajayi yesterday, who they just picked up. Maybe he's ready to play and contribute next week, so we'll see. But it is a huge task. I still think that Russell Wilson and the Seahawks are a tougher test than the Patriots. But I don't think Brady played a great game. He did not play a Tom Brady-like game yesterday, and still the Eagles came up short.
He did not play like Tom Brady, and that's why it was an opportunity loss. I agree with you there, Merrill. Merrill, last night during the broadcast, You shared some very unfortunate news that happened. You shared it coming out of the break to start the fourth quarter. That longtime, very popular Inquirer and Inquirer columnist Bill Lyon died at 81 after battling Alzheimer's and Parkinson's for many years. What was your reaction to that news?
Deeply grieved, like everybody else who either knew Bill Lyon or read Bill Lyon. He's one of the great journalists in the history of the city. I don't say sports journalist, I say journalist, because this man was a brilliant wordsmith. And Bill Lyon, the person, was a gentleman. He always handled himself with great class. Anybody who ever came in touch with Bill Lyon loved him. He was an absolutely wonderful person, a gifted writer, and a courageous man who, in the last stages of his life, continued to write about Alzheimer's and what he was going through and chronicle it. So he was a courageous man and one of the great people and journalists in the history of this city.
Well, and from all the different tributes and accounts and stories that I saw on social media and the internet last night, Merrill, and what you just said, everybody's talking about how great of a person he was. For those who didn't know Bill Lyon, what made him such a kind, caring individual?
Just his ability to care about others. And just the fact that he was one of the most compassionate individuals. He was easygoing. You never saw him in a debate with anybody. He was just mild-mannered. He was just the kind of person who made you feel better just by being in his presence.
And you know what, Merrill, I was reading more last night about his life and about his journey. He came to Philadelphia from the Midwest. He's not originally from this area, but he gained instant popularity in the early 70s and held that popularity for decades. What made him so popular so quickly?
Well, I think when you're talking about the masses, the people who read him, he was special. I mean, he wrote brilliantly. He had the ability to create great imagery. He put you where he was. He really came through with writing that touched your heart. He was just a marvelous, marvelous writer. He had a gift for not cliches, but he had a gift for understanding everything he covered and bringing the human element into his writing.
Well, very well said, Merrill. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your insight on the Eagles as always. We'll talk again about them tomorrow morning. Doug Peterson talks today at noon, and I'm looking forward to your thoughts and what he has to say tomorrow morning. Thanks for the time as always.
Thank you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.